Now, President-elect Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo has promised to resource the police service to make it more effective. He said he has no problem with the police and the other security services and promised to work closely with them. Nana Akufo-Addo was speaking at a meeting with the IGP, John Kudalo, the Chief of the Defence Staff, Air Marshal Samson Mike Ojai, and some service commanders at his Nima residence. The President-elect said his criticism of the police while in opposition was not born out of malice. Brighton Trauma has filed this report.
It's been a busy day at the residence of the president-elect as more individuals and organizations turn up to congratulate him on his victory in the 2016 election. They include the Commonwealth Observer Team led by former South African President Thabo Mbeki, representatives of some foreign missions, the Progressive People's Party, and leaders of some churches. Nana Akufo-Addo assured the police of every support to make them more effective.
We have an opportunity after the 7th of January to work together for the interests of the Ghanaian. Confident. What I know about the Ghana Police Service, we're going to have very good relations. In opposition, the many things you said about the way the state is being run. I have made some comments, some of you may have found difficult to stomach, but it was not done out of malice. It's done out of my understanding of what the national interests require. The important thing is that we put everything in perspective. The perspective is that willy-nilly, we are now forced to work to deliver for the people of Ghana a secure environment to lose their lives. We have to work together to enhance the security of our people, that they can live in an orderly environment. It's absolutely fundamental to the organization of an intelligent society.
The IGP, John Kudalo, inspected security measures put in place at the residence of the president-elect. He pledged the full support of the service to the incoming president.
As a police institution, we are not going to fringe in our responsibility. The government of the day, comes 7th January, also the good people of this country, shall continue to be professional, very transparent, very patriotic and loyal to the state. For that matter, the government of the day. Rest assured that we as the people that show the spirit of the state will not fringe in our support to you. Come the inauguration, shall be there to support you and from there carry on and be at your service, particularly in that of the people of this country in general.
Some party bigwigs, including Acting National Chairman Freddie Blay, Acting General Secretary John Boedu, and youth organizer Sami Oku, have also congratulated Nana Akufo-Addo on his victory.
That report was filed by Brighton Trauma.